Once again, welcome everybody. It's the Good Stuff program. Mike and Kim along with you here and reminding you to visit valentine.org or visit valentine.com. Either one of those, you can find a list of 50 things to do here in Cherry County, Valentine, and the surrounding area. A scenic river trip, watch the night skies at the International Dark Skies area at Merritt Reservoir and the Nebraska Star Party coming up. Lots of things to do. Just check it out at visitvalentine.com.
And, you know, you talk about 50 things to do. I can think of one more thing to do when you're in Valentine.
What's that?
Stop in at the KVSH studios and say hi to us.
Yeah, that would be great.
We'd love that. And I've got some joint myths coming up.
Some what?
Joint myths.
Myths. Oh, okay.
I'm going to bust the myths. Okay. But before I do, let me share a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News. You need to know about Tri-State Livestock News. Well, actually, you need to be getting Tri-State Livestock News. Make sure you check it out. You can go to tsln.com. That's where you subscribe. Plus, they have additional information there, local, national, international livestock industry news. And they've got livestock auction reports, award-winning columnists, all that in the paper, and even more online. There you get the latest stories, sales reports, updates, and you can subscribe.
Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
That's right.
Let's bust some myths.
All right. We got this from Zach Dean from KVSH Studio.
Okay.
All right. Here's a myth. Cracking your knuckles is bad.
Oh, I was always told that when I'd pop my knuckles.
Exactly. It might get on other people's nerves, but clicking your knuckles probably won't increase joint problems or increase the chance of arthritis. The joints are lubricated by fluid, which contains dissolved nitrogen gas. When you stretch a joint, the cavity containing this fluid expands, causing a pressure drop. This causes the dissolved gas to come out of the solution and form a bubble, and the rapid increase of the gas creates a popping sound.
Really? That's just gases escaping, huh?
Yep. And the same knuckle can't be cracked again straight away because it takes about 20 minutes before the bubble dissolves back into the fluid.
I've noticed that.
Yeah. Interesting. And how about this? Rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis are the same.
They are?
No, I'm busting myths.
Oh, that's the myth. Okay.
Yeah, that's the myth. Arthritis means inflammation of the joint, but the inflammation can be triggered by different causes. Osteoarthritis is caused by wear and tear and normally affects just one joint, most often the knee or hip, and is most common in those over 50. Now, rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune condition where the immune system goes rogue and attacks the synovial membrane that encases and protects the joints. It is less common than osteoarthritis, most often starting in middle age, and causes pain in joints throughout the body.
Okay, now I know.
Okay, here's another myth. There's nothing you can do to prevent arthritis.
Nothing at all?
Well, that's a myth. For osteoarthritis, being overweight is a significant risk factor as it puts more strain on the joints. So maintaining a healthy weight helps mitigate risk. And for rheumatoid arthritis, smoking is one of the biggest risk factors, and being a current smoker has been shown to really increase those symptoms. So quit smoking helps reduce the risk.
Apparently lose some weight, right?
Yep, and gout. Should we hit that one? Gout is no longer a health concern.
Might as well. You're on a roll now.
All right. Gout is associated with portly, ruddy-faced, middle-aged men who overindulge in rich food and alcohol. You know, like Henry VIII.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yep. But gout is increasingly affecting younger people and women, with research showing a global increase in the number of people aged 15 to 39 being diagnosed, from 39 cases per 100,000 to 46 per 100,000 in just 20 years later. The trend is believed to be driven by the steep rise in obesity and diabetes, which both are risk factors. Just busting up some myths for you.
I got a couple of lighthearted things for the end of the program today. George Bernard Shaw sent this to Winston Churchill. I am enclosing two tickets to the first night of my new play. Bring a friend if you have one. This is from back the days when wit ruled and sarcasm was sharply honed and well aimed. Now, the response from Winston Churchill, followed by Churchill's response, cannot possibly attend first night. Will attend second if there is one.
Oh, sometimes people are so clever, even if it's not for good.
And that's the good stuff.